And joining us is Carol Christensen. She is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Tell me it's going to snow.
It is going to snow.
But not here.
No, in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Somewhere in northern or central Wisconsin, it's going to snow.
Well, okay.
In fact, quite a long ways from you. So, yeah, you don't need to worry about
we don't have to get my shovel
digging out. No, not yet.
Well, is there any snow for us in the forecast?
Well, there's some in the forecast for Friday, but it's not really going to be accumulating. And it's going to be one of those mixtures, rain, snow. We're not sure what's going to happen yet as far as what type.
This is not helpful to deer hunters.
That's right. They like a little bit of snow, don't they?
Yeah, tracking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so winter is around the corner, and as you advised me before we went on the air, it's Winter Weather Awareness Week, so tell me what that means.
What that means is that we work with the state emergency management, Homeland Security, and other entities to just get people thinking about, oh, yeah, winter is coming. This is what we need to do. So we do some PR work, some public service announcements, just to get people thinking about wintertime and what they need to do
prepare. What do I need to do at this point?
Oh, boy. Well, you're on the right track about, okay, get your shovels ready. In fact, I was at the store the other day, and I did see someone stocking up on some snow shovels. Think about what you need to do to, like if we got a huge storm and you would be stuck in your home for 3 days without electricity.
Oh, you mean like out in the northeast part of this country?
Right. So it's always good to have a home preparedness kit for any type of emergency.
So that
and
would
get
be...
your car ready.
Yep.
Things like that. Get your home ready.
Well, that all sounds kind of scary, but we're used to it, I guess. We're out here.
Well, we are used to being ready, but even so, some of us still need reminders, and me included.
I wasn't going to hold you to that. I wasn't. Well, talking about snow, but we're still sort of in, I think we are, in a state of drought, are we not?
Still in a drought in the Arrowhead region, yes.
Well, what does that mean with respect to snow? I mean, is snow the kind of precipitation that would help that, or is it not enough, or what?
Well, any type of precipitation would definitely help. What you really need in that area is, of course, it won't be just one snowfall or one rainfall that will help. But what would help is one of those types of rains or snows where it snows or rains like for 2 days straight, just a nice steady rain, because that will help the rain sink into the soil. At this point, a heavy downpour, really, most of it would run off. So we need some good, steady rains and lots of it. So just one rainfall, one good snowfall is not going to help. You need lots.
So I'm not looking for lots of snow cover anytime soon.
Not anytime soon. In fact, for November, our outlook was for above normal temperatures, below normal precipitation. But as we all know, that can change quite suddenly. So our winter outlook still stands, colder than normal and snowier than normal.
So that's the La Nina card you're playing.
We are playing the La Nina card for this winter, yep.
Well, we'll set that to music and when we talk to you again next week.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We've been speaking with Carol Christensen. She is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service stationed in Duluth.